This episode of Creepy is presented by the Serenicide Podcast. Your donations keep the lights on and the creepy ever present. Please consider supporting this podcast at patreon.com/creepypod or creepypod.com/support. Now, for something a little different.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Bad Days, Day 25, The Only Sensible Ritual Pasta, credited to Astonished Lemons.
You wake up to find yourself lying flat in an unfamiliar and utterly filthy room. Your head pounds as you sit up and survey your surroundings.
What hit me?
You notice the room is dimly lit by a hanging bulb that threatens to flicker out at any moment. Large piles of debris are scattered about the small room, and there are no windows.
Hey, who said that? Where am I?
To your left, right, and straight ahead of you, there are sinister-looking doors. You do not fully comprehend your situation. You must choose one of these doors. One door.
Hey, are you ignoring me?
Leads to salvation. One leads to an endless maze of halls and passages that will trap you forever. And the third leads to eternal damnation. You must—
Wait, what? Are you serious?
You must choose a door.
Why? The exit's right there.
In the cold, frightened core of your heart, you know there is no escape from the desolate predicament you now find yourself in.
Dude, the door's right there. It even says so. See? Exit? Right on the front. Big letters, too.
After a moment's struggle, you come to realize the futility of resistance and return once more to the crossroads of passages. There is no way out.
Only because some bastard locked up the exit.
You grumble to yourself as you contemplate.
It was you, wasn't it? Jerk.
Contemplate your fate.
Fine, fine. Eeny, meeny, miny, that one.
You say to yourself that you chose the door on your left. Unbeknownst to you is that that particular door leads only to misery, death, and the destruction of your very soul.
What? Oh, hell no!
A sudden burst of intuitive clarity causes you to leap away before the door closes behind you, sealing your fate.
It wasn't intuition. You just said.
You must make your choice between the remaining two doors. With a sigh, you go towards the one in the middle.
I know what I'm doing.
You mutter.
I don't need you telling me, prick.
You take hold of the doorknob to the passage that will lead you to wander the maze for all eternity, oblivious to the fate that will soon befall you. Deathless, mindless, and hopeless. Your rotting corpse will still walk on long after.
Gah!
You cry as you once again leap back from your choice of passage.
Don't get snappy with me. So, one door left? Salvation ho!
You say as you head towards the final door and grasp the handle. The path you have chosen will be long and fraught with peril. You will face unsurmountable, bloodthirsty foes and travel farther than the simple realms you think of as life and death. Should you fail, Your tattered soul will serve as one of the tortured spectral servants of the Lord of the Underworld, Gwyn Ap Nude. Should...
Wait a minute.
...you succeed, you will have all the unimaginable pleasures of this world and the next, though you will be doomed to remain in the Underworld as Gwyn's right-hand man.
Hold up, you omniscient lying pack of dog crap! You said one of the doors would get me out of here. Salvation, remember? How is being trapped in the Underworld salvation? Get me out!
There is no escape.
Don't give me that. There is always a way out.
There is no. What are you doing? Where did you get that pipe?
It was lying in one of those piles of trash. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm gonna bust on the exit.
You can't do that. It's against the rules.
Oh, there are rules now, huh? What happened to your big, scary narrator voice?
There is no escape.
There will be. Just give me a minute. Just a little... There. Ha! Got it.
You can't.
I just did. Goodbye and good luck, Mr. Scary Voice. I'm going home. Go find another stooge.
Fuck. I'm out of here, too. This place gives me the willies.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.